With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Cayman Islands Chamber of Commerce's candidate forums turned to the constituency of Red Bay. At Thursday's event, independent candidate Leon Gold promised a fresh new voice in government.
When you go to the polls, you'll have a choice. You can choose the same old part of politics with all the empty promises and constantly shifting alliances. Or you can choose me, an independent voice who will always put the people of Red Bay and the Cayman Islands first.
Philip Ebanks, another independent candidate, centered his campaign on connecting more directly with the constituents.
If and when I am elected by you, the good people, on the 30th of April this year, I plan to be a full-time MP within the constituency.
The PPM's Roy Tatum highlighted his own experience and readiness to lead from day one.
I know what it takes to work within the government structure and to navigate the civil service system and to get things done. Leadership isn't about talk, it's about action. With my experience and deep understanding of government, I am ready to work for Red Bay.
Natasha Whitelock is the Caymanian Community Party candidate.
We know our community deserves representation that is consistent, present, and not a repackaging of the same old ideas. You deserve an MP who listens and is accessible, who will be transparent, assertive, and support the will of the community on the national stage.
Don Thomas from the Cayman Islands National Party underscored the need for new leadership and new ideas.
We have no legacy of issues. What we're bringing to the table is solutions, new ideas, new people that are willing to pave a way forward.
One of the key issues, the cost of living, and among the ideas discussed, reducing duties on healthier food and a systematic review of customs duties. The full forum is available online to rewatch at the Chamber's YouTube channel. Get a peep at previously unseen coral reefs down to depths of 60 meters off the coast of Cayman this morning as the Central Caribbean Marine Institute brings back its Reefs Go Live program at 10 a.m. CCMI's Robin Larkin tells Radio Cayman as the team reaches the end of its three-year exploratory project, Expedition Hope, this Reefs Go Live episode will showcase what the researchers found when exploring the previously uncharted underwater mountains of Pickle Bank and 12 Mile Bank.
Students will join CCMI's educators live from the coral reefs of Little Cayman to learn about the importance of scientific investigation, species adaptation and classification, and climate change and ocean health while hearing firsthand the results of pioneering ocean exploration from the researchers.
And it's not just students. You can watch today's live stream as well. Just pop over to donate.reefresearch.org for all the details. Reefs Go Live is supported by the Edmund F. and Virginia B. Ball Foundation. And Red Sky at Night closes down 20 days of music, poetry, film, workshops, visual arts, storytelling, and dance with K-Fest's anchor event tomorrow night at the Harquahal Cultural Center.
Red Sky attendees this Saturday will experience Cayman's finest showcase of local talents with an emphasis on local arts and culture and a dynamic mix of visual arts, music, and theater. For families, the Visual Arts Society's Creative Kids area will spark the imaginations of young minds, while the Caymanian Village will invite visitors to step back in time, experiencing heritage demonstrations and interactive cultural displays that evoke the island's storied past.
Cayman National Cultural Foundation's Cassandra Shea tells Radio Cayman Swanky Kitchen Band is headlining the event, which will also feature more than 50 local artists and artisans on the, quote, thatch walks. Red Sky is from 4 to 11 p.m., and you can get your tickets now by heading to ticketsplus.ky. They'll also be available at the gate. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Thousands of passengers have been left stranded after a power cut forced the closure of one of the world's biggest airports, London Heathrow. Some flights from North America, India and the Caribbean were forced to turn around in mid-air. Many have been cancelled, while others have been diverted to elsewhere in Europe. The outage at Heathrow was caused by a huge fire at a nearby electrical substation. Its cause is not yet known. Britain's energy minister said the government would look hard at the protection and resilience of major infrastructure. The Sudanese army has recaptured the presidential palace in Khartoum amid intense fighting. The building was in the hands of the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, which took control of the capital when civil war erupted nearly 2 years ago. BBC News.